This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
We're very lucky to have in the studio today Debs Murphy-Latham, and you might be getting in touch with Debs Murphy-Latham if you are coming over to the island, because she runs this extraordinary business called VIP Cottages, which is, Debs, I think it's award-winning, isn't it?
Hello. Yes, it is award-winning. We were very pleased to win the best startup business with the Chamber of Commerce on the Isle of Wight just before Christmas last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what you do, I think, is it's self-catering accommodation available on the Isle of Wight, but it's with a twist, because Judith and I were looking through your website earlier today, and just before I say that, we're very mm-hmm. grateful because you managed to fit a friend of ours in September, who was having a real difficulty trying to find something appropriate, and she's absolutely delighted she's been able to do that. But your properties look a real cut above the normal kind of property you'd find on the island.
Thank you. We try very hard, obviously. The aim of the business is to make holiday letting a better experience for everybody, whether yeah. that's for owners themselves, so taking the stress out of offering holiday lets in a property, but also for the guests. It's about making it a better experience.
Yeah.
So we like to find them really great accommodation, which is of a quality that they can trust, and they know that if it's within our portfolio, it's yeah. been properly set up and graded and so on, and they can come and have a great experience with us. So so we offer them the accommodation, and mm-hmm. then we have a sister business called VIP Solutions, and VIP Solutions supports the owners of the property getting
yes.
the houses ready for changeover and so on. But it also has a concierge service, so we book the accommodation for the guests,
mm-hmm.
and then we're a bit like a one-stop shop. So
yeah.
We're great in that they can then come to us, book heavily discounted ferry crossings, which everybody loves, and makes a real difference to that overall cost of a really great quality holiday here on the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
And then we have our concierge service. So we actually speak to our guests, which is a novel concept for some organisations, and what we do is we like to understand why a guest is coming here,
mm-hmm.
so that we can help them really make the most of their holiday.
Yeah.
So if it's a family coming with small children, we will say to them, you know, have you thought about going for a dinosaur trail on the beach? We can organise that for you if you like.
Yeah.
Do your kids like cycling? We can get hired cycles and put them in the house for you for when you arrive.
Yeah.
It's that understanding understanding why the guest is coming and what's going to make it better.
That sounds amazing, because Judith and I have just got back from a holiday, and it was nice to go to a hotel, because for a lot of our recent holidays we've been going to self-catering, and we thought it's lovely to have people finally do something for us rather than sort of having to cook and things while we're there. But it sounds like you can even get a meal ready for people when they arrive.
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of what we do. So I think a lot of people like to go away and be looked after,
yeah. mm.
but they also want the freedom yes. and the privacy of having their own space.
Yes.
So what we can do is we combine the two together. So you can come, you can have all the benefits of having your own home while you're away, but we can put a chef in, we can put pre-prepared meals in. It's really it's limited by your budget and your imagination.
Oh, it sounds fantastic.
It does. Yeah. It does, doesn't it? I think we're going to have to. we're going to have to rent you.
Yeah, we've got groups of people coming over. We do some. I have to say, more sort of sophisticated stag and hen weekend, but you know, they are what they are, and we have groups of guys, for example, there's some coming over shortly,
yeah.
you know, we've organized private ribs, they're going to No Man's Fort, they're having a private
fabulous.
Dining experience,
yeah.
we've organized the golf for them, and then they're having a private chef come and do a cookery demo on the Saturday
wow.
night
wow.
So,
wow.
And wine tasting, you know, it's literally, you know, what you're interested in and well, what's going to make it you know a great experience for you.
Fabulous.
Similarly, it could be, you know, if you're coming to walk or go cycling, we can help you with that as well.
Great. So. Well, I'm just going to slip in a track now, which I think is perfect for the Isle of Wight. It's Groove Armada. And then after that, can I just ask you about the different sorts of people who come here?
Absolutely.
And with us is Debs Murphy-Latham from a wonderful organisation, VIP Cottages, who can do just about anything to make your holiday a wonderful treat here on the island. And Debs, recently you sort of put your concierge service to the test, didn't you, on Valentine's Day? Because you had a competition here and we advertised on Vectis Radio.
We did, and you very kindly put the message out there as well, which was great. We had a fantastic response. It was a competition that was not necessarily aimed at guests as such, but just raising awareness of VIPcottages.com within the sort of the island community. And so it was really nice to offer a prize. We had a lovely couple from just outside Cowes won the prize, and they were chauffeur driven. They had a butler arrive at their front door and serve them champagne.
Oh, how lovely.
And, and then they went over to Mo Jackson Cowes, where they had a really lovely Valentine's supper.
Fabulous.
And we're wined and dined, and then we took them home afterwards.
I mean, you're really sort of changing perceptions of the Isle of Wight, because I think a lot of people think, not that you're slumming it coming to the Isle of Wight, but it's sort of very laid back here and you can't get that kind of service that you would on the mainland, but it sounds like you're providing that.
Yeah, I think so. I'm involved in quite a few aspects of the rebranding, if you like, of the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
I think the island needs quite quickly to move away from this association of sort of kiss me quick, Bert and Betty kind of accommodation, where, you know, knotted hanky and sand in the sandwiches kind of... where we provide a service, but it's actually it's left wanting slightly. And for me, the message to get out there is that, do you know what? Actually, the Isle of Wight has so much to offer.
Yes.
I think we just have to really work hard as a community, and everybody within that community has a responsibility in bringing guests to the island and telling them actually there is a different experience that's available here.
Yeah, there's sort of quite a few luxury experiences on the island available. It's not just all about a sort of big blowout in Cowes Week, is it?
No, absolutely. For me, you know, my rationale for starting VIP Cottages was about offering a great quality experience. So actually, yes, we have some absolutely, you know, some of the best accommodation that's available on the Isle of Wight is within our portfolio. But, you know, similarly, we have 3-star properties.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what sort of grade accommodation you are. It's about providing great quality accommodation. And that's the difference.
Well, what I thought was good about your website was that you have a section where, you know, different people, you know, whether they're interested in sport, whether they're interested in cycling and running, or if they have a disability, they can go to that and find cottages which are actually very suitable for them. So you've already done sort of half of the planning for people, which is nice to, you know, that you sort of take that headache out of, you know, what's suitable and what's not for them.
I think the key thing is because, you know, sort of going back to our making it a better experience all round for guests in particular, is making the, you know, ensuring that the website is easy to use.
Yes.
So the idea is that you could make a booking potentially in as little as 3 clicks of a mouse, which is quite important to me. So having those collections and what you don't want to do is make a potential guest work too hard to find the information that they need.
Yeah.
So by grouping, by having the collections and grouping it by certain criteria, for example, cycling, walking, or people looking for disabled or restricted access, etc. That really helps just to make it an easier experience. And part of that is where people can go to our Facebook page, you know, the vipcottages.com Facebook page, yeah. and they can actually book a cottage direct from the Facebook page as well. It feeds straight in.
So well, that's good.
It's about making it as simple as possible.
Stick with us, because there are two things I'd like to talk about after the ads. One is the Isle of Wight an all-year-round destination, and what do you do for people who want to come here out of the peak season? And secondly, to sort of tempt them over to the island, what are your favourite places on the island, and what are those sort of little secret restaurants or secret coves you think people should go and visit? So we'll have some Beach Boys and then we'll be back in a minute. It's always summer here on the Isle of Wight. We're just talking about winter breaks here with Debs Murphy-Latham from VIP Cottages. And we are very, very excited because you said that your number of visitors to the island in spring and the winter is just sort of growing exponentially.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely amazed us in a very positive way, I have to say. In January, we were up something like, over 400%. So, yeah, wow. we're thrilled. And what's quite interesting is those bookings that we had at the beginning of the year are for people coming outside of the normal summer season.
Yeah, well, Visit Isle of Wight does some tremendous things, though, in terms of organising walking festivals and cycling festivals together with other people on the island. Judith's going to be back in the studio in a second to talk about the walking festival. But
yeah.
let's sort of talk about wonderful places you can go to outside of the summer period. And we've also got Alex France in here from VIP Cottages. So if you could just put your minds to, you know, where would you sort of go that's sort of really cosy in the winter time on the island? I mean, I love going to the George Hotel over at Yarmouth because they've got that sort of lovely roaring fireplace in there, and the Royal Hotel is really, really nice, and the bar there or the conservatory.
Yeah, there's something quite cozy with all the woods around the rooms in there. Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Exactly.
I quite like it there. I quite like going to the Pointer as well when they've got their log burner on. Pint and my Sunday roast is quite a good option down there.
And Alex, favourite beaches now for the summer? You were saying
Compton's a favourite of mine.
Yeah, now is that because you like sort of hunting for dinosaur fossils?
Not quite. Splashing around in the water, making a fool of yourself, trying to surf, not
trying
doing
surf.
It very well.
Yeah, now what kind of equipment is there available for surfers down there? Do you have to take your own or do people...
It's a bring your own at Compton. Yeah,
right.
You can go down to Sandown where they've got white water, which you can hire equipment from. They can teach you as well.
Yeah, and Tactile's terrific as well over, and not for surfing so much, but paddle boards and things like that.
The other thing that's quite good is there's iSurf as well. So particularly if you're bringing children and young people, although they do teach adults as well, that is available just at the one end of Compton Beach.
Yeah.
And you can go down there, and I do know that they will hire you wetsuits and boards. So if you come away and you don't have anything with you, for quite a reasonable price, you can go and
Fantastic. You
can go and give it a go. But it's a great spot to do that.
So if you had a family with sort of three adolescent boys, for example, who need to sort of be worked into the ground to sort of stop them from running around and trashing the place, what would you do to kind of keep them occupied on the island? Would you sort of take them horse riding or what?
I think one of the great centres now is up at, you know, our friends over at Tatnall Farm are great.
Yeah.
And they have some great facilities there. Obviously there's the adventure activities which are co-located at Tatnall. They have some great things. So there's zorbing, aquazorbing, mountain boarding, kayaking, co-steering. There's a whole raft of quite interesting things that you can do up there. In terms of other activities, obviously you've got the sailing, over sort of based primarily around Cowes, and also over Tactile, as you say, are very good over on the east of the island, and things like segwaying and so on. You know, I think people don't really understand the range of what's available here.
So do you sometimes sort of have sort of frazzled corporate lawyers from London sort of coming down with their kids and saying to you, please just sort of arrange something?
Yeah, it's something we had last year. A family came down, and to occupy the children, they asked for a full itinerary to be planned by us.
Oh, fantastic.
So the child was surfing in the morning, playing tennis in the afternoon.
Yeah.
A round of golf in the following day, and a series of activities to really sort of give them something entertaining to do while parents relaxed a little bit and take some time out themselves.
Yeah, so it's more of a sort of concierge service, isn't it, that you can give, whereas other people can't do that. So thanks very much for that. I'm going to get Judith in after the next track, which is Will Young and Letting in the Sunshine, just to talk a little bit about the walking festivals coming up here on the island. Debs Murphy Latham, you're here from VIP Cottages here on Vectis Radio, and we were talking about the different kinds of people that come to the island. A lot of people who come here for a very sort of healthy experience, and Judith, who's with us back again, you've got a few festivals coming up, haven't you?
I have. I'm really excited to bring you news of not one, but two walking festivals on the island this year. The first is aptly titled Step into Spring, and is a walking weekend, which is in fact coming up later this month on the 25th and the 26th of March. Lots and lots of guided walks to choose from, whatever your level of fitness or your area of interest. So what about finding out about the history and myths of Brading Harbour?
Yeah.
Or joining a bird watching walk at Newtown?
Yeah, well, actually, I have to say, Newtown is one of our very, very favourite places, isn't it? Because it used to be the capital of the island in sort of medieval times or pre-medieval times, and there's a real atmosphere there, as well as having these beautiful marshes populated by amazing birds who were just about to come back from their winter holidays. There's a sort of timeless sense.
Yeah, it's absolutely magical over there, and it feels quite unlike anywhere else on the island, or indeed anywhere else I've been, actually.
That's the amazing thing about the island, isn't it? There are so many different places. It sort of feels like, I mean, we always say it's like England in miniature, but, you know, just going 5 minutes from there to Yarmouth is a completely different experience.
Yeah, the landscape is so very varied, isn't it? Yeah. And within such a small geographical area, exactly. You can see so many different things.
Now, I interrupted you there, so I'm very sorry.
No, that's okay.
Have you got details of that?
I have. If you want to check out those walks and the others that are on offer later this month, please go to the Visit Isle of Wight site. That's www.visitisleofwight.co.uk. And if you can't join us for this month's walking festival, don't worry. We've got another one coming up later in the year, longer one this time. It starts on the 29th of April and runs until the 14th of May. There will be over 70 organised walks and trails across the whole island. And again, full details at the Visit Isle of Wight website.
Brilliant. And Debs, do a lot of people come to these walking holidays and stay with you?
They certainly do. And in fact, that's why we have a particular collection of properties that are suited for people who are cycling and walking. For cyclists, it has to be that they have somewhere where they can store their bicycles and so on. And for walkers, it's where, you know, obviously it's geared up to them. And very often, properties that fall into that collection, they're really close by the coastal path or whatever. So Bayview, for example, which is one of our properties over in Freshwater Bay, is literally on the coastal path. So you would go out of the front
Fabulous.
Door and you are on the path. So.
I love that. If you're on a walking holiday, that you can just open your front door, start walking.
Yeah.
You don't have to get in the car, or you can just get straight onto your bike and start pedalling, and you're not
Absolutely.
Having to sort of load your bike onto the back of your car. That's absolutely perfect.
And there are plenty of circular walks that involve a pub as well, which I've found out to Judith's cost here on the island. Well, Deb, stick with us. We're back after the adverts, and we're just going to ask you a little bit about great places to eat on the island and about food on the island as well. We have a real pride in our local food. We've got amazing crab and lobster. We've got terrific tomatoes, wonderful garlic farm. And I'm just here with Debs Murphy Latham from VIP Cottages. Just finishing up, where are the places that you love to eat on the island, Debs?
Well, me personally, yeah. I love my food, and my children, Natasha and Annabelle, they love their food too. So, so we do like to eat out around the island.
Yeah,
I think it does depend what you're looking for. If you like Italian,
yeah.
Great Italian is Prego over mm-hmm. in East Cowes. For really top end, sort of foraged and locally sourced food, then obviously Robert Thompson's is a great.
There's a new restaurant called Heimer, which
yeah,
I haven't
you've got
tried.
Heimer, so Max over
Brady.
At Heimer is doing great guns. Very different, very unique in his own way, and brings a sort of slightly different flavour to things. But great, full flavour food experience there as well. Other places that I like, I quite like the Crab Shack down at Benbridge.
Yeah, quite right.
That's one of my favourites.
You're actually there on top of the sea. There aren't you?
Yeah,
lovely.
Absolutely. And in the summer, I particularly like the van which goes around the West White.
Yeah,
the pizza van.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Is
do
that?
You not know about?
No, that sounds amazing.
It's called White Wood, if my memory serves me correctly, and they have a fab Facebook page.
Yeah,
you can pre-order your pizzas, and it's an old sort of French Citroën van, which they have a wood-fired pizza oven in the back, and all the dough is made fresh. It's all local produce, and it's really reasonable. And it's probably the best pizza I've ever had.
Yeah, that
and
sounds...
you take along your own bottle of wine and you can sit on the beach. And...
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Perfect.
That sounds very lol. Judith and I have got this phrase, you know, where everywhere has a blackboard with a heart scribbled on it and in sort of handwriting, and then it says lol at the end. So that's very lol, isn't it? Very nice, sort of shabby chic and relaxed. One place I would plug, though, is for fish and chips. I don't know. Have you been to the wonderful pier at Ventnor? You know, there's a little fish shop on that pier, and they've got their own fish and chip shop.
They do crab croquettes.
Supposedly the national dish of the Isle of Wight is crab on chips.
It's very good. And don't forget, they also sell crab on chips at their outlet
in Newport, so people forget that
if they can't get over to Ventnor, they can still get the fresh seafood, which is brought over by the same people.
That's right, Ventnor Haven Newport. Fishery there.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, we mustn't forget about your website, because Isle of Wight VIP Cottages is vipcottages.com, isn't it?
It is, yeah. vipcottages.com is the cottage website. And one thing that I would say is, if anybody has a, you know, is based on the island and has a holiday home and they'd like to have a chat with me or a member of our team, then obviously we're more than happy to do that at any time, and just give us a call, really.
Fabulous. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Debs.
You're welcome.
And good luck for the 2017 season. There's some amazing things coming up here, thanks to Visit Isle of Wight for 2017 on the island, and we very much hope that those of you who are listening to us from the mainland or even further afield will come to the island and join us for a very sunny summer here on the Isle of Wight. www.vectisradio.com